This is Galesburg's Evening News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. We wanted to talk about something that happened not far from here at St. Francis Medical Center in Peoria. Of course, OSF Healthcare is all around the area, including here in Galesburg. And a physician there has performed the first surgery using a new device that can treat certain types of illnesses in people. And we want to talk about this. This particular device was developed by Brightwater Medical, and Dr. Bob Smouse founded the company. He's the CEO, and he's a Peoria-based doctor. So, Dr. Smouse, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Will. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
Absolutely. We're glad to have you. First things first, if you could kind of first tell me what this device is and how you use it.
Yeah, as a little background, you know, I'm an interventional radiologist, and we're physicians who do minimally invasive surgery, and we use imaging guidance. So in this case, it's used to treat a blockage between the kidney and the bladder in a tube called the ureter. That's what drains the urine from the kidney into the bladder. And when we get involved with patients who have severe blockages, these are atypical blockages, we have to actually work directly through the kidney. And for the last 40 to 50 years, to do that, we have had to use two separate devices. That is, on day one, we would put device A in as an example. We'd bring the patient back in a week when it was safe to exchange that device to, let's say, device B. And the nice thing about this device, ConvertX, is that it goes in as device A on day one, and then in the patient's physician's office, and under 1 minute, it will convert into device B without the need for a second invasive procedure.
Wow.
So we eliminate the risk, the radiation exposure, the time off from work, and the need for sedation.
So what you're telling me then, I guess in the short version, is that you're taking what was already a minimally invasive process and making it even less minimally invasive?
That's correct. Instead of full open surgery, we use needles and wires and catheters, which are tubes, to perform the surgery. And what we've done, though, by developing this ConvertX technology, what we've normally done in two procedures, which we call two-stage procedures, each take an hour on the OR table to do, we've eliminated the second one entirely. So we can take what would be normally an in-hospital invasive one-hour-long procedure into a quick office visit.
Wow, that is amazing. So under the old process for this, how big of a problem was it? How often does somebody have to be treated for something like this? Do you know?
Yeah, worldwide, about 250,000 to 300,000 times a year, patients throughout the globe would have to undergo two separate invasive procedures to treat the blockage or the malady. And so with ConvertX, we're very optimistic that we can eliminate literally 250,000 procedures, if not more.
That's amazing. And the significance of this is that, I guess the good news is that this has been done for the first time here, and it's been done in this area, right?
Well, that's right. You know, I practice and have been practicing at OSF St. Francis in Peoria for about 20 years. And I remember about 15 years ago saying, boy, you know, it seems like with a new device, we can eliminate this procedure. It'd be neat to do this. So this has been cooking for quite a while. And about 3 years ago, we got our patent on the device and built a company around it. And we were hopeful that St. Francis would be the first hospital to use the device. And Dr. Whitehead is my partner, and he was able to use the device for the first time. Now, having said that, this just occurred about a week and a half ago.
Okay.
The device has been used six additional times in six other patients. So we're very happy with the way it's going, and each time it's been successful. And as a physician, you know, what really excites me is that we eliminate a potentially risky second invasive procedure completely from the patient's radar, which is great. So it's better patient care, but also looking at the healthcare economics, you know, in today's environment, we know healthcare costs a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can eliminate a full hospitalization, a full invasive procedure with a lot of expenses that go along with it, and provide better patient care, you know, we look at that as a win-win.
Absolutely. So when the first surgery happened, I imagine you had to be pretty nervous.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah, very nervous. You know how that is. And I heard the device went in just perfectly. There were no issues with it at all. And then to convert it, we wanted to wait about a week to convert it. So Dr. Whitehead brought the patient back to his office. And he actually called me up, and he had me on the phone during the conversion process.
Oh, wow.
Just to make sure he was operating the hub of the device correctly. And then he got back on the phone about 20 seconds later, and he goes, "That went great." And he talked to the patient, and the patient did not feel a thing. There was no pain. The patient did not have to undergo sedation, did not have to bring a caregiver. And she walked out of the hospital, out of the office 10 minutes later with a completely different device inside the body.
Wow, that's amazing. So once you were confident that this all worked as it should, how did you feel?
Yeah, I felt great. You know, this was a culmination of, I would say, a decade or more of thought and about 3 to 4 years of hard work. And, we had a lot of people backing us on this device, including other physicians, the hospital itself, OSF Ventures. And, even my entire team, to a man, they invested. And so it was good to see that the device actually went in great, and it converted from form A to form B in the body without any problem whatsoever. So we were really excited about that. I was over the top excited about it.
Absolutely, as you should be, for sure. How do you sell a patient on this, given its newness? That it's even less minimally invasive, for lack of a better term? Is that what sells it, or how do you explain it to a patient?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where it is FDA approved, so it's part of our armamentarium, and it's really the physician's choice into which devices they feel are best for the patient. And so Dr. Whitehead spoke with the patient ahead of time and said, you know, we have this new device. We're going to put it in, and the goal of the device is to save you an invasive procedure, and of course the risk and the radiation exposure because we do it under fluoro, and also the sedation that goes along with it. And the patient was very happy with it. And so, you know, I would say when you look at the benefit to the patient, there really isn't a sales job that goes with it. Mm-hmm. It's a alternative. It's an option that can be used. And, you know, we have three past presidents of the medical society in my specialty who want to see the ConvertX as the new standard of care, just because it offers benefits certainly over the way we've been doing it for literally decades. So, hopefully it won't have to be something that necessarily we have to sell to the patient, but it'll be something that we can use across the country and hopefully globally that will really advance, the care of patients without putting them at greater risk.
Dr. Bob Smouse, practicing at OSF St. Francis in Peoria, and the CEO of Brightwater Medical, which has created this new device called ConvertX. And we appreciate your time. Congratulations, and best of luck going forward, making things even better than this.
Will, it was great talking with you, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk about my baby, the ConvertX.
Again, Dr. Bob Smouse on Galesburg's Evening News. Stay tuned. We'll have sports and more next on WGIL.